This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver's top election official is recommending ranked choice voting as an option for the city's municipal elections. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
Denver's clerk and recorder Paul Lopez says the system could help alleviate time constraints and avoid runoffs in the city's May elections. The system lets voters choose multiple candidates in order of preference and would eliminate the sometimes tricky time frame needed to get ballots to overseas and military voters. Lopez says moving elections to April is another viable option to help address concerns over timeliness. The municipal elections determine the city's mayor, city auditor, clerk, and city council members. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Home prices in Colorado Springs have reached a new record level. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The average price for single-family homes hit just over $500,000 last month for the first time. According to a new report from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors, it jumped by more than $100,000 since June last year. Homes spent an average of 9 days on the market last month before selling. The chairman of the board for the Realtors Group told the Gazette the market is unlikely to slow both in Colorado Springs and the state in general. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Suncor says it's completed an investigation into oil sheens found near its Commerce City refinery. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The sheens both appeared in May near a pipe that releases wastewater from the refinery into Sand Creek. One test showed excessive levels of pollutants, including benzene, a known carcinogen. The company says it's now identified the likely cause. In both cases, oil and fuel likely flowed into an on-site basin where wastewater is collected and treated. Suncor says it'll improve protections around the basin to prevent the problem from happening again. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News. State wildlife officials are asking anglers to skip another popular fishing spot because of low flows and warm water endangering fish. Colorado Parks and Wildlife wants people to avoid fishing on a four-mile section of the Tomichi Creek just east of Gunnison. The voluntary closure starts at noon daily. In Boulder, it's 89 degrees. In Grand Junction, 106. This is CPR News.